One of the things I tweeted yesterday was that I want us to not have to, in 20 years, tell our children that we could have and should have done more at this time. I don't want us to regret to look at where we are and not to have done all that we can do. And I said that, and people asked, and I've gotten this a lot, what can I do? What can I do? And I want to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show in the midst of the chaos, amidst the craziness, and quite honestly, amidst the coup. We are in a coup. If you missed my show yesterday, I call it a democratic coup because they're using the democratic system to overthrow the president of the United States. And I say overthrow is because in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, it is clear that there has been fraud. And it just happens to be, from what I've seen, enough votes to get Biden the win. So if you would remove all those, then good old Donald Trump would be president again. And you can see the games being played. People deciding to stop counting votes, to delay vote counting till next week in North Carolina. Seeing people say they're going to go home and stop counting votes, let the Republicans go home, and then have Democrats continue voting. Nevada saying, hey, we're just going to wait till Friday. Why not? Why not? If you don't think something's going on, I don't know what to tell you. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to FLFNetwork.com. Put an HDBT in the memo field. Become a member before we all get canceled, because, you know, it's happening. And you can tell by all the things that you share and post. I was seeing that we were getting blocked and numbers of other people were getting blocked for simply sharing news, like news reports, news video clips from the news were getting censored and blocked by Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to see us around, if you want to keep us around, the time is now to support us, not when we get blocked, not when we get censored, because we have to build the platforms now. We have to grow the places where we can be, so when we get banned, we have places to go and we don't get canceled. So consider being a member. All right, so what do we do? And I have been asking myself this question too, quite honestly, for a long time. Not necessarily even in just the context of this election, but just in general, what do you do in the face of corruption? What do you do? What is our responsibility? How are we supposed to be good stewards of the talents God gave us? Mainly, in this case, the citizenship of this country, the right to vote, the right to elect our leaders. And the question is difficult to answer because it means different things to different people. Not everyone is supposed to be doing the same thing. God doesn't put everyone in different places with different skill sets to all do the same thing. So you need to ask and examine yourself, what can you do? What can you do? Now, there are a few general principles that I think that we all can do right now, and I want to share those. And then I want to kind of give a framework on how to be thinking about this going forward. Because this battle has stages. Just like the election has stages. The battle has stages. This war is going to have stages. And the response and the appropriate action, the effective actions on how to win this war and be successful, thrown in that tagline right there, is going to look different depending on where we are at, or where and what stage we are at. Now, we are at a stage right now where Trump is fighting, thank God, because the GOP is not really supporting him, except for my governor, and I think one or two others. But from the Republican Party, where is everyone? Why isn't anyone helping Trump right now? Why isn't anyone saying anything? It's embarrassing, quite honestly. Just remember that in 2024, if we even have elections in 2024. And let me say this. there was a lot of people still not voting for Trump because they thought, you know, he wasn't pure enough or whatever. This is now more, this is not just about Donald Trump anymore. This is more than just about who's going to be president. If we let Joe Biden steal this election and carry out the coup, the election process is over. How this country functions is over. Because if we vote in good faith and the Democrats are allowed to play all these games, dumping votes where it's 100% Biden, pausing the count, having Supreme Court say that Pennsylvania doesn't have to abide by their law and stop counting votes after 8 p.m. on the election day. If we can do all of these different things, hand out Sharpie markers, if we can do all these things, then our vote doesn't matter. And it's so blatant, it's so prevalent. I know these things have happened before, but it's so out in the open now and everyone sees it. There's videos, there's charts, there's data. You can't hide this stuff anymore in America. And it's so far out in the open that everybody sees it. And if Biden wins, regardless if it brings a red wave or whatever, no one is going to believe elections ever again. And no one's going to vote ever again. That is a Republican, that is a conservative, that is anyone on our side. We're just not going to vote again because why? Why would we vote? And that is why we need to fight, guys. We don't need to just fight for Donald Trump. This has become by far the most important election of our lifetime simply because of the blatant corruption that is out there for all of us to see. It's one thing when it's done in secret and it can't be proven. It's still wrong. It's still just as bad. But when it's blatant like this, if it's not going to be unchecked, they're going to be more bold to do it next time. And we're going to be all on our side more discouraged to not even show up to vote because there will be no point. And I agree. There will be no point. I wouldn't vote anymore. What's the point? So that's why we need to do things. So here's the three things that I would do right now if I were you and what any of us can do. One, start voicing your support however you can on social media. Be encouraging those who are fighting. Be encouraging to Donald Trump. Be encouraging to Donald Trump's lawyers. Be encouraging to your representatives online. Tag them, share, encourage them to get into the fight. Tell them that you're going to support. Show up at the rallies. Do whatever you can to build political pressure. Now, the left does this through rioting. The left does this through destruction. But we conservatives do it through Tea Party marches and those kinds of things. We should do those too. We should be doing marches. We should be doing events. We should be doing those kinds of things. So if you can participate in those, you can lead those, you can develop the, or you can post about it, any of those things, you can do those and you should do them. It's very important. This is going to be as much a legal fight as a political fight. Just, and the left understands this, and so you need to understand it too. The second thing you can do is donate to the Legal Defense Fund because it's going to cost a lot of money. There's a lot of states. There's all of these states, every single one of them that didn't certify and didn't have a winner, that every single one of these after the election run by Democrats have corruption in them and need to be fought. Every single one of them. And not one vote that was cast illegally, late, disqualified, whatever it is, should not be able to be counted. So two, we need to donate to the funds. And three, call your representative, email your representative, all of them, and tell them to get into this fight. So those are three practical things that you can do right now if you feel helpless, if you feel discouraged, if you feel like this is out of your control, you did what you could to do, go do those three things. Go show support on social media, go to a rally, go to whatever you can to encourage others and encourage our leaders. Tag them, support them, our leaders, their attorneys, anyone who's in this fight, the poll workers, whoever it is, be encouraging to them. Two is support to the legal fund, even if it's $5, that's just $5 more than we'd had before. And three is call your representatives and encourage them to get into this fight. We need all hands on deck. This cannot stand. It will be the end of America. It will be the end of elections because this isn't an election. It's a coup. I'm dead serious about this. And I'm thankful for people like Steve Dace, who is saying that too, has a much bigger platform than I do, is much more involved in the politics than I am. And he's willing to say it too. I'm thankful for Newt Gingrich for able to call out and say that Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania have so many fraudulent votes that that's what put Biden over the top. I'm thankful for that because he is not like the far right. He's not one of our, you know, he's in the club and he's willing to say that stuff. So I'm thankful for that. Now, going forward, after we get through the legal battles and the challenges, however that is, whatever the result of that is, and it will be less of a confrontation in a lot of ways if Trump wins. It'll be more of confrontations, I believe, if Biden wins. Either way, we're getting riots. Either way, we're getting violence. And we just need to resolve in ourselves, guys, that violence is going to happen. When we allow violence to be unchecked for so long in different areas, Portland, Seattle, New York, Chicago, it's going to continue to grow and become a bigger, bigger problem until it's checked by more violence. That violence can come from the police, it can come from the military, it can come from citizens. But violence will not stop until it is confronted by greater violence. And that's the importance of teaching your kids, your boys, not to ever fight, but when to fight. Because we are going to need good people. And I'm not saying us as individual citizens, but we need our police. We need our military. We're going to need our governors that understand this. And they're going to have to inflict violence on these people to get them to stop. So we're going to have that, and we should just be comfortable with that. But that's not what I want to talk about. So what is the framework for when do we know and what do we do after this? How do we know the next steps? And this is where it becomes different depending on where you're at, what state you're in, who's your officials, who's your sheriff, who's your mayor, who's your governor, what's your skills are, how much resources you have. Do you work for a company where you can get fired and all these different things? The Bible says that you do not go to war unless you consider the cost and know that you could win. So the first thing you want to do is realize how many resources you have. Second thing you want to do is be able to decide that when you choose to engage in a fight, whatever that looks like, that you are able to win that fight. And you're being able to afford that fight. That's the biblical principle of that. So you want to be able to win the fight, you want to be able to afford the fight, and you want to be able to glorify God. And those are the things that I'm looking through. So what are my skills? What talents do I have? How has God blessed me? How has he positioned me? Am I able to win in this conflict, whatever it is? I mean, I even think about that in Twitter, like when I'm posting on Twitter. Am I able to win? And then three, am I glorifying God with this? Those three things are a great measurement to determine what we're going to do in the next stages. And I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what the stages are. And I don't know what that means for individuals. I don't know what that means for me. But I think that gives us a good framework to understand at the basic high-end levels of how to go about and how to get involved and how to be engaged. Because again, this is not about Donald Trump anymore. This is about keeping our institution, our voting institution, our democracy, the United States. I don't want to look back in 20 years and tell my son that I could have done more. I don't want you to have to go look at your kids in the eyes and tell them that we once were freer. Not perfectly free, but we were free. Steve Dace also said this on his show. We're going to have to fight the cold warm war, or our sons are going to have to fight the hot war. Let's not leave this country worse for our kids. Let's not leave this country worse. Let's leave a blessing and inheritance beyond just our resources and our wealth, but also a country that was better than what we had. And if we don't fight now, and if we just concede and let the fraud happen. We let the coup happen. Our children aren't even going to recognize what we grew up in, what we were given. We're going to squander our resources. We're going to squander the gifts that God's given us. I don't want to tell my son that when he's in his 20s. I don't want him to ask about these days. And I have to tell him I didn't do all I could. Just think about that. What do you want to tell your kids in 20 years about this time? And pray for courage and wisdom and boldness to be that person you want to be. Have a good weekend. Be praying. Be in community. Talk with your pastor. Talk with your friends. Talk with your family. Pray with them. And we'll talk to you next time.